Now, you're very welcome back to the programme. Well, we were only speaking to Sensational Kids last week when it was announced that they wouldn't be getting the required funding to continue the work on the new National Child Development Centre just outside Kildare Town. Well, there's a new survey that they've conducted and released the results from it, and it shows shocking wait times for HSE therapy services. The survey revealing that 87.3% of respondents are currently on a waiting list for HSE services, with families reporting delays of 2 years or more for critical supports such as occupational therapy, speech and language therapy, and psychological services. Well, the CEO and founder of Sensational Kids, Karen Lee, is back with us in studio. Morning to you, Karen, and thanks for joining us. We'll talk about the lack of funding again in a moment and just see if there has been any movement on that in the last few days. But just looking at this survey, I mean, 236 respondents to the survey, and they were all saying essentially the same thing.
Yeah, exactly. So for us, you know, being around the system here for a number of years, I know when I started out Sensational Kids, I set it up myself as a parent due to, to my own frustration at the waiting list that were out there for my own children 16 years ago. But really, I think on the services today are in crisis. Things are worse than they ever were. So we hear all the time, and I'm sure you're used to reporting all the time, the numbers on the waiting list, the numbers, how many children and the huge needs that are out there. But I think it's really important to remember those services which are essential for these children who badly need them, that they're waiting anything from 2 years upwards. 2 years would actually be a very low waiting time for children to access public services these days. We hear at Sensational Kids from families all the time that their children are aging out of waiting lists. They are transferred from one waiting list to another and can't access services. But we also hear of children who might, you know, been three when they're put on a waiting list, they're now 8 or 9 and have never been seen. And even when they are seen then, they're hugely disappointed that they might get 2, 3, 4 therapy sessions or sent on a training webinar and that's it, that the services aren't really changing things for their children. So sadly, it's not so shocking for us, but it may be shocking for your listeners to understand. When you understand that these are very young children, so you're talking about children maybe who are in preschool or early primary school, because that's when things start to get picked up if they're experiencing developmental delays. If you're being written to by the HSE and told that you might have to wait 3 years, 4 years for these services, if you think of the impact that that will have on a 3 or 4 year old, that's double their lifetime, or at least half their lifetime that they're having to wait again. Mm. And the damage that will be done in the meantime to these children is huge.
I'm looking here at some more of the findings from the survey. 73% of respondents are waiting for occupational therapy for their children, half waiting for speech and language therapy, 49% for psychology services. And I know there's regional disparities as well. Here in Kildare, there's a lot of parents waiting very, very long. And in some areas, families waiting up to 6 years for a diagnosis. And you include the point here that therapy is not a luxury. It's a right here. And these children need this therapy in order to develop.
Yeah, it's very sad that we live in a society and in a country these days in 2024 when services like speech and language therapy and occupational therapy and psychology aren't readily available for children. They are a basic need that all children should have access to. I mean, if you have any child who's experiencing any sort of developmental delay, they should have access to these services and shouldn't have to wait years for them. So it's really, really sad for the families and children who are experiencing these. And it's very sad that the families are having to put all their efforts and time and energy into fighting for these services. They should be putting their time and energy into supporting their children and looking after and caring for their children, not having to fight the state and having to fight for services that should be readily available to them.
Some of the comments from the survey, and I was reading them before we came on air this morning, and I want to read some of them out to listeners because I think it puts into perspective how parents are feeling. One here saying, I'm frustrated. I hear early intervention can make such a difference, but I've gotten letters back from various services to state that waiting lists will be 30 months or more. Another one says, between applying for HSE services and will be seen within 5 years, it's absolutely disheartening in this day and age. Another one only got the appointment this year after 4 years, only to be seen twice. I'm no longer on the waiting list, but we have not received any services. The services that were offered after a waiting period of 5 years were substandard and would have been detrimental to our child's progress. The waiting list in Kildare are an absolute disgrace for speech therapy. On the waiting list for over 2 years. My son is waiting over 4 years. I mean, you know, I could go on and on and on. And you touched on it there, how, and we've often spoken to carers and parents, how they continue to fight is just incredible. And, you know, you have to tip your hat to them. But it shouldn't be this hard.
It shouldn't be this hard. And they should be putting their time and effort into looking after their children. Often families will say to us, I don't know how to help them. And they don't. Parenting doesn't come with a manual, even less so for a child with additional needs, you know, when they're experiencing developmental delays. The parents don't know what to do. And they do need support and guidance from specialist paediatric teams, who are the speech and language therapists, the occupational therapists, the psychologists. They should have access to these things. And it's terrible, really, that they don't. And the system is in crisis, really. The system is broken and has been for a long time. But it's only now, I think, post-COVID, you know, there was a time there when children didn't get any supports. The longer you leave them then, the more their needs are compounded. And the system is just broken.
Does this further now underpin the need for your National Child Development Centre? Because, again, we were speaking to you last week talking about how funding has been halted. Now work has to be halted just outside Kildare town. When it was to be completed, the centre was going to cater for 300 children weekly and would offer a lot of these therapies to parents and to children. So, in essence, you were helping out. You were going to help the HSE and take some of the pressure off the waiting list. But now there's all this big kerfuffle about the funding. Just remind us what happened here.
Yeah, so we started construction of our National Child Development Centre in Kildare Town in April with £9.6 million approved under the Immigrant Investor Programme to allow investors to make donations to the project. And the funding just in October was very suddenly pulled from the project midway through construction, with only 50% of the funding being released to date. And the reason for that is that the Department of Justice, who managed that funding programme, want evidence from the HSE that they are going to fund the £4 million fit-out costs that have resulted in the increase in costs. You know, obviously, since we started the project, the costs have risen over the last number of years, and there's now a funding gap, which we have been talking to the HSE about funding. So it's really frustrating that when we know there are huge needs for these children out there, we know the system is in crisis, we know things aren't working, you would think that the government and the HSE and the Department of Justice could come together to find a solution to this funding gap, you know, that exists for our project, and allow the funding to be released to see it being developed. And at the end of the day, to open its doors and start delivering for these children. There is a crisis in the system out there. We wanted to be part of the solution. We want to work with the HSE and the government in the coming years to help them drive down waiting lists. You know, we can't solve all of their problems, but we can help them with being part of that solution. So it's hugely frustrating that people can't seem to come together to make this work. Since we aired on the programme and broke the news of this story last week, we have been overwhelmed and inundated with people who are just outraged at the situation of the National Child Development Centre. They cannot understand how the funding isn't being given to this when there are such massive needs. There are children and families out there suffering. I'm waiting for this centre to open, and all we need is the government to come together to provide what, after all, is £4 million, is quite a small number out of their big capital budgets, and so that the funding can be released and eventually start delivering for these children.
Yeah, that interview that we did last week got a huge reaction on social media, a lot of people messaging in as well, and I think the sentiment was, it's not as if you're down there trying to build a big centre that you're going to make lots of money off, or you're not going to build a big mansion for yourself and a swimming pool out the back.
No.
You're building a centre to help children who need it. And when you talk about the waiting lists here that we see, it's clear that the HSE is under pressure, and you would be alleviating some of that pressure. So there needs to be a bit more joined up thinking here. Has anything happened since we last spoke? Has there been any sort of development at all, or are you still at square one?
No, we're still at square one. There is no news from the Department of Justice on releasing the funding. I just this morning wrote to the HSE again in an effort to try to get them to provide some assurances that they will commit the $4 million that's needed for the shortfall in funding for that building for the fit out. So we're waiting to hear back. So we're doing as much as we can. You know, we're talking to all our political representatives in an effort to try to get them to help resolve the situation as well. So we're doing our level best. But at the moment, there hasn't been any progress, which is hugely disappointing.
Yeah, do you think that there is now a spotlight on carers and children with disability? I mean, we saw the video there of Simon Harris over the weekend speaking to that woman down in Cork, or not speaking to her as the case was, but he's since apologised and has organised a meeting. But, you know, you constantly hear housing, healthcare, childcare, education and things. But I know carers are saying, you know, what about us over here? We need a lot more help. We need a lot more investment in the disability services. We need the means testing to be abolished for family carers. Do you think now, with only a couple of days to go until election day, that you've been listened to?
I hope we have been listened to. I hope that this story doesn't go away after the election. I hope that the political support, you know, the people who have been in touch with us to say that they're outraged at this decision, that it shouldn't happen, will follow through and make sure that this centre is delivered for people in our community. You know, the carers are under pressure. You have to remember that a lot of parents have to give up work to look after their children when they find themselves in this situation. So they didn't ask to be put in this situation in the first place. They've given up a lot. They have to fight. They're tired. They're worn out. Very often they're quiet because they don't have the energy and the headspace to even speak up for themselves. So we hope that by telling their stories that we can add a little bit to their story and support their needs, because carers do need to be supported in our society. They're looking after some of the most vulnerable children in our community, and they deserve every ounce of respect and help that they can get.
All right, well, we'll continue to keep in touch with you, Karen. Thanks again for coming in to us this morning. That's the CEO and founder of Sensational Kids, Karen Lee. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.